Aircheckdownloads.com.
You came back for good.
This is free radio. And take that. What a tune.
You don't want to turn the music up, music up.
Time Hop.
And we're doing our time hop then for Friday morning, going back to 1995. We've got Nat calling us. Hey, Nat.
Hello, Mike. Good morning. You okay?
Yeah, good. What were you doing in 95, Nat?
Last year of school prom.
Oh, right. The school prom. That's a big moment in any girl's life. How did it go?
It went wonderful. I thought it did. I went in a lovely fitted dress. Nice and slim in them days, aren't you?
Yeah, I bet we all were. Yeah.
And it was only halfway through the night that my friend decided to tell me that I'd got a slit down the lower half of my bike, lower down to the bottom, and...
Oh, no. You had a bit of batty on show?
Yeah, a bit of wardrobe malfunction. It's a good job it was then and not now.
Did you find a guy that night? Was there anyone at school you fancied that you managed to have a bit of a smooch with?
Oh, you always do, don't you? Always fancy someone.
You always do.
I had to get a bit of... someone, you know, like, obviously the girls, they wear them shawl type things sometimes, just a bit of a cover up if it gets cool. I talk, walk around with them wrapped around me most of the night.
Yeah, well, okay, it spares the blushes to some extent.
Yeah.
Nat, thank you for sharing your memory of 1995. Have a brilliant weekend.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Bye. So the year was 1995. Hillary Clinton was the first lady. The biggest showbiz couple on earth were Kate Moss and Johnny Depp. They were still together. And mobile phones had just come in, and they were used for making calls. What? The cinema, it was Dangerous Minds, starring Michelle Pfeiffer as that really hot teacher. And this was the big song from it. Everyone knew the words to this rap. This is Coolio.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
Good morning, I'm Mike Toulon. It's free radio, and it's a time hop from 1995, bringing back all those memories. Loads of people tweeting me about the Take That songs. There's a lot of love for Take That out there today. Take That are the big headliners for this gig in Manchester on July 14th. Details coming up if you didn't hear the breakfast show this morning. I think it's almost sold out already. It's going to be the big gig in the north of England this summer. From 1995 then on Time Hop, we leap forward. 17, take away the number you first thought of, 9, 10. 17 years to 2012.
Time Hop.
Free radio.
Once upon a time. Taylor Swift, of course, on free radio. It's 10:22. I'm giving away tickets to go and see Taylor Swift all this week for every single caller to her. She does the first of those two dates in Manchester tonight. Hello to you if you're going. And she goes over to Ireland next week, and then she does those dates. We've also given away loads of tickets for the dates down in London for the following week. Taylor Swift's Reputation Stadium Tour lands tonight in the UK. So, good morning to you. I'm Mike Toulon. This is Time Hop. Today, we're taking you back for part two to 2012. All the mommies were reading 50 Shades of Grey. I don't agree with any of it. And Whitney Houston died this year, this summer. Do you remember? It's one of those, you remember where you were when you heard the news. She'd obviously been doing all sorts of bad things with drugs and alcohol and stuff. She tried rehabilitation, and then she was found in a bathtub in a hotel. Really, really sad story that. She was only 48. She died this time of 2012. One of the greatest voices ever to grace the earth. Cheryl had dropped the coal, and she was just Cheryl. And this is Call My Name. It's 10:24, 2012 on the Time Hop. It's Cheryl. It's free radio. Call My Name. And that is your Time Hop three songs from 2012. Debbie Mack has another one for you coming up. 2 o'clock Time Hop. The 2 o'clock Time Hop coming up. Meanwhile, Rudimental Jess Glyn on the way next.
Tom Newitt at breakfast.
Which British TV presenter was known for his cheapest chips catchphrase?
Oh, God, the orange guy. Pass.
Sammy Joe, did you give the David Dickinson one?
Is he Irish?
No, the orange guy.
Oh, the orange guy.
The Irish guy.
So who's that?
Tom Newitt at breakfast with Malvern Theatres. Head online now to see the latest releases at Malvern Cinema.
Get your flooring from That Carpet Place.
All the biggest hits. Free radio.
I moved on to someone new.
Back to these days.
Free Radio. Good morning, I'm Mike Toolan. Hope all is good with you. It's nearly the weekend. It's Friday morning. You've made it through the week. Thank you, sweet Jesus. Going on this weekend then, Tyson Fury is back in the ring. So you wouldn't mess with him. You just Soccer Aid is on Sunday. This is going to be live on ITV. Soccer Aid, of course, Robbie Williams organised thing. Usain Bolt's playing. Damian Lewis. Oh, I just love in Homelands. Freddie Flintoff, Mark Wright, Lee Mack, the comedian, Paddy McGuinness. Good luck anyone trying to tackle Usain Bolt. Can you imagine? Right, I'm gonna bring it. Oh, I'm sorry, he's gone. He's either in the pitch. It's the Park Life Festival this weekend. Loads of gigs going on this weekend, actually. In fact, Park Life looks really, really good. They've got MNEK, Lord, Sigrid, the XX, Liam Gallagher headlining. Then you've got Ed Sheeran playing St. James Park in Newcastle tonight. And Beyonce playing Hampden Park in Glasgow tomorrow. And talking of gigs, the big gig in the north of England, where all the pop stars are going to congregate under one massive roof, has been announced this morning. It's pretty much sold out, but you can still try your luck. I'll give you details of how you can get tickets, including Take That, of course, the big headliners, next.
Free Radio.
All the biggest hits.
Sia and Kendrick Lamar on Free Radio. It is 10:42. Today, Friday, the 8th of June.
Free Radio.
All the biggest hits live. Make some beautiful noise!
So, the incredible lineup has been announced for the gig in Manchester, where you don't just... It sounds like something out of Ant and Dec, but you don't just hear the hits, you can see the hits. It's going to be absolutely mega, this gig. Included in the lineup, Take That. So, in just over a month's time, the Manchester Arena, Saturday, July 14th. I've just been told, by the way, the tickets are about 95% sold out already. Went on sale at 9 o'clock this morning. Just jump to our website if you'd like to go, but you better hurry. The biggest hits alive in Manchester, the big gig in the north of England, in fact, in the UK this summer, Saturday, 14th of July. Jump to the station website, but do it really quick. It's 10:44.
In the latest part exchange deal from Renault. Hits, hits, hits. All the biggest hits. Free Radio.
Free Radio.
Oh, fun fact. This next song makes up one of your five hits a day. You're welcome.
It's Free Radio, playing Pink and So What. Good morning, I'm Mike Toolan. It is now 10:53. England did well last night. Marcus Rashford and Danny Welbeck saw England beat Costa Rica 2-0 in Leeds last night. It was their final warm-up match before heading off to Russia for the World Cup. It's very, very exciting. Other big news today, Love Island. I don't know if you've been watching Love Island. I'm a bloke and I watch Love Island. Is that really wrong? Do you think less of me? You do, don't you? Love Island has confirmed that one unlucky girl is going to be dumped from the villa as the couples rematch this weekend. Samira received a text last night explaining that whoever isn't picked to be in a couple will be booted off the show. It's just going to be Alex, isn't it? Poor Alex is gone already. And he's the only one with a brain cell. And Simon Cowell has confirmed this morning he's going to be joined by three new judges for the new series of X Factor. Old Mar Osborne, Sharon Osborne, is going to have a real kind of scale back role. She's only going to appear as a judge during the live episodes. And Louis Walsh is gone after however long, 13, 14 years he's been on that show. He has now officially been fired. This has happened to him a couple of times before, though, isn't it? He's going to be back. He's currently doing adverts, and you've seen this. Louis Walsh is doing adverts for hearing aids, which I'm not sure whoever his agent was, but that's like a good career move. There's a brilliant meme on Twitter this morning about it. So it's got the news that Louis Walsh has been sacked as a judge from X Factor, and it's got the meme of Old Rose from Titanic with her doing... It's been 84 years and I can still smell the paint.
Aircheckdownloads.com.